Just really quickly, the first week of December, I think it was, I attended, and Ms. Kyungjin also attended the Earwhip Disadvantaged Community 3-day workshop to try to develop some strategies for getting resources directly where they need to go for disadvantaged communities for assistance in meeting their water needs. It rained the whole time. It was very exciting. I haven't been in the rain in, I haven't been in that much rain in 10 years, but in any rain for three, so that was made the trip worthwhile in and of itself. It was an exciting group of people to be with. It was a staggeringly talented collection of people, and the first drafts of the working papers from that meeting, I have just hit the streets. I just got an email today saying that it was coming out. So we'll keep you informed, of course, about how that works out. The workshop was really spearheaded by Daniel Mono here with and Mark Drew, who was at our June meeting, if you probably recall. And so they did a really excellent job, and I hope something really positive comes of that.
Mr. Jardine?
Oh. Ralph. Excuse me. I was sworn in at the beginning of this month for my 8th term in office on the Alpine County Board of Supervisors. So I'm starting 29 years. I have to thank Alpine County Chamber of Commerce for my belt buckle and the Washer Tribe for this venue. And this time unopposed, but 6 other times. A bit of a challenge. Anyway, it's just so wonderful to be here.
Mr. Sandel?
Nothing exciting in Truckee.
Sometimes that's good. And for my report, with the Mojave Water Agency, we hosted a tour on November 3rd and 4th, and Lori participated in that one, as well as a member of the governor's groundwater staff came down, and Holden was there. We had Keith Dias was able to make that tour, and I encourage the three remaining members of the commission, if you haven't had a chance to join us, we are scheduling another tour in the spring. It's just a whirlwind 2 days, but we guarantee it will be very, very memorable. A couple weeks ago, I had a tour of the Hinckley Dairy. As I'm relatively new on the board, we've had some discussions about all the pollution from the dairies, and I had heard that the Hinckley Dairy was one of the dairies that has really gone to the extra effort of doing things right and responsibly, and really had a great tour with one of the owners, Ken DeVries, and saw a lot of the innovation that they are employing there as a dairy and their commitment to the environment and to comply with regulations. So just wanted to let you know about that. Okay, item 4, Executive Officer Report.